Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Try podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, and I am going to talk about self-worth, embodiment, your identity, all that kind of thing today. And I had asked the Inner Tribe Facebook group what you wanted me to cover on the podcast next, and that was the number one requested topic. So we had my hype girl, Christina, saying increasing your self-worth. We had Lily saying that she struggles with the self-concept, and it's been particularly rough because she's about to turn 30 and her inner narrative surrounding that shift hasn't been so kind. Lots of feelings of inadequacy coming to the surface. So this is a great topic to talk about because I think we all face it. And I think a lot of this stuff comes to the surface anytime we're about to level up or do something scary, something out of our comfort zone, like starting a business, starting a podcast, turning, you know, a certain age, and you have some, you know, idea in your mind of what that means or where you should be by that age. And it's something that I think we all go through at a certain point in time. And sometimes that comes around multiple times. For me, it comes around still. You know, I think every time you level up, you make a big change in your life, a lot of the limiting beliefs that you've worked through are going to come back up again. And that's something that I think it's important to realize, because working through limiting beliefs and working on yourself, it's not a one and done. It's something that, you know, you've carried with you for decades and isn't going to just magically go away. And so a lot of times these things will reappear when you're back in a situation where you're out of your comfort zone. All right. So let's just start with the whole imposter syndrome. Okay. So your self-worth around becoming a business owner and charging for your work. This is such a common thing. I hear about it all the time. And I think it's important. And I think that the way that I've always looked at it is from a very fun, playful way. And so I hear so many people that focus on shadow work and, you know, working on your limiting beliefs and like all this negative stuff. And to be quite honest, I think when you focus on something, you're going to attract more of that, right? And so rather than thinking like, oh my gosh, I need to like work on myself and I don't have enough self-worth and I'm not confident enough and this, that, and the other, look at it as a game, okay? Think of it as a manifestation game. And you're a character in that game. And you get to come up with an identity for that character. And you get to embody that new character in this next chapter of your life. And so you can start thinking like, what does that character feel on a daily basis? What does she think? What does she tell herself? What kind of beliefs does she have? What kinds of things does she not tolerate in her life? What kind of boundaries has she set? And start looking at it more that way, not like I'm inadequate, I'm not good enough, I need to make a change. Look at it from the perspective of you are playing a role and you get to create this character and start painting the picture in your mind of this character and everything that she embodies, that she stands for. And your imagination and that creative side of your brain is so powerful. In fact, it's a way that they measure geniuses. I heard a really interesting story the other day. There was a study, I think it was out of the Lancet, where these researchers were trying to predict geniuses. And the reason they were trying to do this is companies were trying to figure out, like, how can we create more innovators in our society, like out-of-the-box thinkers, inventors, like that kind of thing. And so they started researching people in kindergarten, and they would like give these kids tests that would determine their ability to create and to come up with things. And that was their level of determining future geniuses, was that creative aspect. And what they found were that these kindergartners, 95% of them were geniuses. They were on the track to be geniuses. And then they interviewed people in high school and then again in college. And what they found was that every single time they would interview someone at an older age, the level would drastically drop. And that by the time that someone graduated college, they went from being, you know, 95% likely to be a genius as a kindergartner to, I think it was like 2%. It was something like basically non-existent. And what the study said, they summarized, was that school makes people dumber. And what they mean by that, and the whole purpose of this story, is that what happens throughout school? You go from being super imaginative and creative to the complete opposite, right? Like end of elementary school, beginning of middle school, you're taught to shut that part out. Like it's creativity is not important. What's important is math and science, and you need to sit and be quiet and listen and, you know, stop daydreaming, stop using your imagination, get your head out of the clouds. That kind of thing is really drilled in us. We are literally conditioned to turn that part of our brain off. But that part of our brain is what leads to these genius ideas. It's what leads to innovation, thinking outside the box. And so when it comes to your concept of self-worth and creating this new level version of you, this new identity, you really want to turn that back on. Because what you're doing is you're looking at it from that conditioned perspective of like, I'm only making X amount of dollars. I've only done X, Y, Z in my life. I'm at this age, and by this age, I should have X, Y, Z accomplished. Shut that off and look at it from the right side of your brain, from your imagination, from the creative side, and start creating the identity that you want. Start creating a new life story for you. And so I know you guys, especially long-term listeners of the podcast, have heard me talk about this a lot, but I'm going to talk about it again because it was a defining point in my life that got me to where I am right now with my business, my life, everything. And it was when I turned 30. And so, you know, listening to Lily's comment about turning 30 and how there's all these, you know, things that go through our mind, especially as women, when we turn a certain age, that happened to me. I mean, I had a full on, like what felt like a mental breakdown / spiritual awakening. You know, it was where I just kind of looked at my life and I realized that I had spent my 20s, an entire decade that's supposed to be, you know, the most fun and free, best years of your life. I spent them in a job. Like I had a corporate identity, and outside of my corporate identity and being a mom, there was nothing. There was no time for anything else. And I was able to look at that milestone and look ahead and say, okay, if I stay on this same path for another 10 years or another 30 years, then I'm going to be, you know, at retirement looking back at my life like I'm looking back at my 20s right now. And that's unacceptable. I don't want that. I don't want to live this life where I just live to work and I'm in a job that stresses me out yet gives me no purpose or fulfillment. And I started thinking, you know, what would people say at my funeral? You know, what mark did I leave on the world? What did I do to like help people and put myself out there and put like my real talents to good use? And in that moment of all of these kind of negative emotions and feelings and thoughts coming to the surface, it sparked something in me. And so to answer your question, Lily, those moments that seem so dark and seem so bad and so negative, think of those moments as a springboard that's going to light a fire under your ass to completely transform your life. Because in that moment, you've got two choices. You can move forward on the same path that you're on now, which clearly is making you feel a certain way that's not so great, or you can use that as a realization to make a massive change in your life and to take a new path that will lead to fulfillment and happiness and, you know, whatever else it is, you know, you're looking for in your life. And so it's like, instead of looking at this as a negative time, like look at this as the fork in the road and you get to decide what's next because you create your reality. And you're literally creating your reality by creating this new life for yourself, creating this new identity. Think about what you want to take forward and what you want to leave behind. What are you no longer going to tolerate in your life? How do you need to start showing up differently to get a different result? What kinds of things do you do now that the highest version of yourself wouldn't or wouldn't tolerate? And use that as kind of a fun way to get to the next level of this manifestation game. And if we just continue looking at it as a game and we stop blaming ourselves and we stop thinking that there's something wrong with you that you have to fix, and we start thinking that there's nothing wrong, I just get to choose what I do next. I get to choose how I approach the next level. I get to choose how I change my path. It's so empowering and it feels so much better than looking at it as like, oh, I have low confidence and low self-worth and I'm not good enough. You know, get all of that out of your mind. And I want you to have a clear goal of what you want. And then think about who you have to be to get that. Okay. And it's not changing everything you are, it's just enhancing the best parts of you and leaving behind the parts that you don't need to hold on to anymore, the beliefs that are holding you back. Right. So look at that as a time of massive change in your life. And every time in my life I have gone through that where I'm like feeling really low, on the other side of that is something extraordinary. So if you can just look at it as like this, the universe is shaking me right now to motivate me to make a change, and you make that change, things are going to be so much better on the other side, right? So try to look at it from a positive viewpoint and where you want to be. And you're never too old to change. You're never too old to try something new. And at the end of the day, like I always say, trust your intuition. Your gut is telling you something. And that's most likely why you're feeling all these feelings. Because that inner voice inside of you, your intuition, your gut, whatever you want to call it, is telling you you're not where you're supposed to be. There's so much more available to you. You just have to choose it. And if you continue ignoring that voice, those feelings are going to get stronger. But if you instead trust it and go with it, it's going to lead you on the most incredible path. So pay attention to that. Become acquainted with that voice and follow it. Listen to it. What is it telling you to do? What's that next step that it's telling you to go for? What are you feeling inspired to do right now? Follow that, okay? Follow that. That is like the best thing I can say. And everything will work out one step at a time. The other question that I want to address was from Alexandria, who said, "The other day, I was having a really low vibe, kind of bad mood day, and nothing I did worked to make me feel better. Maybe an episode on what you do when you're having an off day like that and what you could do to bring yourself out of it could be helpful." So this is very normal to have off days. I think the biggest misconception with the manifestation world is that you're not allowed to have a bad day. You're not allowed to have bad feelings. You're not allowed to have bad thoughts or beliefs. And that's just ridiculous. That is like an unrealistic goal. All right. So what I've come to realize that has really, really helped me out is that everything is a cycle. And when I say cycle, I want you to imagine a circle. Okay. So we're kind of taught and conditioned to believe that everything's a straight line, right? There's this timeline and there's like the past and the present and the future. And it's just a straight line. And you want to constantly get better, right? You want to constantly feel like more high vibe, more happier, more this, more that. That is absolutely false. And I think it leads to a lot of disappointment because nothing is a straight line. Everything is a cycle. So imagine a circle instead of a straight line. And there's going to be points where you're at the top of the circle and you're feeling so high vibe and so good, like you're untouchable, everything's great. And then what goes up must come down, right? The law of polarity. Eventually, you're going to start to come down from that high and you're going to kind of level out. And then eventually, you're going to be at the bottom of the circle again, where you're having a really bad day and nothing seems to make you feel better and you start to question everything. And when you notice that this is a cycle, you'll start to notice, or at least I notice, I think a lot of women do, that it correlates with either your period or with the moon or both. So like I am at my lowest part of the cycle when the full moon is here, every time, no matter what. Once I realized that, I realized like, okay, I'm not freaking out. My life is not falling apart. It's just the full moon. And I will feel better in a day or two. And sure enough, I do. You come back up from that. So I say all that to say, if you're having a bad day, then you're having a bad day. And what would happen if you just allowed yourself to sit in that and just say, you know what? Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to be pissed off or sad or cry or whatever. And what if you just let yourself do that? Because all of these emotions, if you experience them, they don't linger. The only time they linger is when you don't allow yourself to experience them. And when you start playing these games in your mind, like you turn one bad day into a bad week, into a bad month, into a bad life, and you start telling yourself all these things that aren't true, like I'm not good enough, I'm on the wrong path, things are never going to get better, that's when it lingers. But instead, like, what if you just honored that, you know what, I'm at that point in my cycle where I'm at the low point, and I'm just going to let myself feel that today and take it easy and try to avoid like people and doing things as much as I can, knowing that in a day or two, that cycle is going to start to peak back up. You're going to start to level out. And then eventually you're going to get to that high peak again. And it's going to happen all over again where it falls down. And that is just the way it is. It's cyclical. And ever since I looked at it that way, and I started just telling myself like, hey, it's okay that I'm like a raging bitch today, or that I'm pissed off, or that I'm really sad and down because I'm just at the low point of my cycle and I'm going to come back up. It made it so much easier to deal with. And it stopped all of those crazy beliefs of like, oh my gosh, like, what if this means that my business is going to crash, or like I'm, you know, this or that. Like, it just allowed me to put all that to the side and just say, you know what, I'm going to feel better in a couple days. So let's not think too much into this and just let myself rest and let myself be, and I'll be fine. So try to look at it that way. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that can help. I mean, that's kind of the purpose of the Manifest It Now app, is to give you all these tools to help raise your vibration and feel better. But there's no like magic bullet, right? Like, you have to experience the highs and the lows in life. And you're never going to appreciate the highs if you don't also experience the lows. So just let yourself have your bad day and fully experience it. And then chances are you'll feel better and you'll move on, and the next day will be totally different. Oh my gosh, my kids are like banging the door. I don't know if you can hear that. But I hope that helps at least answer some of those questions, and just look at it from a bad day doesn't make a bad life unless you make it that way, right? So just think of things as a cycle. Know it's going to come back up. And then with the self-worth thing, look at it as a game. Just try it. Just like try looking at it as a game, and you're a kid and you get to pretend and use your imagination and create this amazing character. Start playing with that. Like, what is she like? What does she dislike? What does she tolerate? What does she not tolerate? What does she think? What does she feel? How do people feel around her? How does she interact with the world? How does she feel about money? Like, all those different things. And if you go at it from that perspective, you won't get caught up in the downward spiral where you start focusing way more on your limiting beliefs than on where you want to be. Because at the end of the day, whatever you want to manifest, you need to focus on more than what you don't want to manifest. And so if we spend all this time focusing on our limiting beliefs, then we're really losing the point of the whole game, right? Like, you want to focus on the outcome you want, the outcome you desire, the identity you want to create for yourself. So spend your time focusing on that. And if you go at it with this sort of light and playful energy, like it's a game, it can do wonders for your mindset. So just give it a try. Try not to take everything so seriously. Play a little game like you're a little kid and just see how you feel. And I guarantee it will lighten things and it will open up a lot of possibilities, because you'll start activating that right side of your brain where your creativity and your imagination and your intuition all live. And when you light that up, it, like, you become a force, you become unstoppable, and you start manifesting things like with ease, like almost instantaneously, like things just happen. So really get into that mode and stop trying to overanalyze it with the left side of the brain. If you want more of a guide on how to get in that high vibrational state, and you want more of like a routine, like a morning routine, an evening routine to help you out, and like different things to help you with different, you know, points in your life, that's what the Elevate program is for. I literally lay it all out. I give you like a 7-day strategy for the morning and the evening that's super simple. It only takes a few minutes and helps you get in that high vibrational state so that you become like a manifestation magnet. That's what that's for. There's also the Manifest It Now app. Like I said, there's over 200 manifestation tools to help you with all these different things. So those are available. Of course, that always helps, you know, when you're in the mindset to do it, but also honor like the days where you just want to rest and not do anything and don't feel like you have to do something. Everyone deserves a day to like rest and regroup and reset. So allow yourself the time to do that. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.